Grand rising, my people. Without all the red flags, though. It is time to wipe up that crust and get your ass up. Grace, peace, and light to everybody worldwide. And greetings to all of my kings, queens, and forever to everybody flourishing in between. Welcome back to the Sugar Service. It's still me, y'all, the best host you've ever had in your life. Ian Isaiah, also known as Big Sugar, also known as Uncle on T, also known as the Soprano with the Adam's Apple, also known as Big Brother. Are you ready for this service? You goddamn right. For those joining us for the very first time, this is where we take a moment to explain the vibes. This is a safe space where we share words of encouragement if you're feeling the blues, tap in with some kind of news because we all know this world never has a clue, and obviously somebody major will pull up because you know Sugar loves a good chit-chat chew. Today's guest is so special, there's no way I'm gonna be able to contain myself, y'all. We are being blessed by my beautiful, intelligent, and most annoying little sister ever. Dr. Elena Berry during the day, aka Mr. Vacation during the night. We'll be stopping by a little later in the service, and if I were you, I would not want to miss out on that blessing. You know what? She just might give you a health tip that will change your life. I'm just saying. So let's get started by clearing our hearts and minds because it is time for the Word of the Week.
Hola.
Hello. This call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow. Ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow. Now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Preach, preacher!
Look on the other side. Look on the other side and grab somebody by the hand and say, neighbor, if I don't ever see you again, I just want you to know, if God made you a promise, hold on to it.
All right, everybody, I hope you know how to swim because I'm diving deep into this word on today. This word has been stamped and approved by the happiness your future may hold, and that's only if you take this word seriously. So let's get started. You ready? Let's go. Forgiveness does not require reconnection. Yes, that's right. I said it. Forgiveness does not require reconnection. A lot of us think forgiveness is the only key when in fact forgetting is just as important. Forgiving someone is and should always be the first step to a better version of yourself. But being able to forget also means walking away from any situation that is literally against you. This is a life victory and you deserve that trophy, baby. You want to know why? I've already said it, but you know what? I'm going to say it one more time for that person that keeps turning me down. Forgiveness does not require reconnection. You do not have to continue a relationship with anything that triggers you to be or feel like something or someone that you are not. You do not have to remain enslaved to the obstacles you were forced to deal with in your past. You do not have to reconnect to prove to anyone that you have changed as a person. I'm going to say this one more time and the final time because I refuse to have y'all forget. Forgiveness does not require reconnection. Ashe? Okay. Whew. That word was tough, but so is my taxes. Speaking of which, I think it's time to hit the news. DJ, pump the beat. All right, y'all, today we start the news in mourning. After 30 legendary years, the Maury Povich Show is leaving us, y'all. Thank you for all the years, Mr. Povich. You are the father. In other news, Soulja Boy just announced last Sunday that he will soon be a father. Congrats to Soulja Boy and congrats to everyone on OnlyFans that still watches him. All right, everybody. The U.S. House of Representatives have passed the Crown Act banning hair discrimination. Let's see how real that is.
And now, the Neighborhood Hall of Fame, presenting local legends, icon, movers, and shakers of the motherfucking community.
All right, my beautiful people. This is the part of the service where we honor one of the movers and shakers of the community, because to us, they are our version of what a superhero actually is. Today's local hero is ASAP Eva from downtown's legendary jewelry shop, Popular Jewelry. Honestly, a true gem in her own right. You can find her work, obviously, on ASAP Rocky, hence the name ASAP Eva, and many more community hood figures, including myself. If you're from or have ever been to New York City, make sure you pay ASAP Eva a visit downtown on Canal. Now, she will change your life. So ASAP Eva, for all that you do and continue to do, these roses are for you, boo. Shine the fuck on. Hey guys, just so you know, I don't trust babysitters or dog sitters, so you might hear my dog crying a little bit, but guess what? He's just emotional, just like me. All right, y'all, and we are here. I am so excited, y'all. My guest is here, the most annoying person I know, the most intelligent person I know, the most proud person I know, proud as in me, proud of her, Mr., us, they, them. We don't care, actually. Dr. Elena Berry.
Period.
Hey, Berry.
Hey, y'all.
What
hey,
up, sis?
Thank you for having me.
You know I had to have the girls on here, you know, because you the one. Anyway, this show is only for the ones, by the way. Just so everyone knows, I'm zooming in on her, and she just peeled a banana back. So just so y'all know exactly what's going on, she just peeled a banana
back. I need some potassium right now.
Right. Speaking of potassium, you just so happen to be the only doctor in our family, and our family as in, like, the culture right now. And I wanted to shine a light on that because the sugar service is only about shining lights on my friends who just happen to be the next generation of geniusness. And you, my dear, are representing us in an amazing way. And I want to talk about that today. Sips tea. So, Dr. Berry, let's discuss this. Let's discuss the beginning. When did you decide to do medical?
It was actually kind of weird. I was in San Francisco. I was about 16 years old for a national pillow fight.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was doing weird stuff when I was younger.
Can we pause on that? Who took you to the national pillow fight?
My father.
Oh, my God.
My father knew I wanted to go, so my father is a legend. My father has been taking me to Detroit Electronic Music Festival since I was 13 years old. He's a cool dude. Anyway, so I'm at the pillow fight. Well, I'm walking to the pillow fight. I see somebody standing on a ledge of a Forever 21 building.
Excuse me?
And I was like, this is crazy. Bunch of people standing around him, people cheering him on. This man's obviously got some mental instabilities and he wants to jump from this ledge. And people are saying all types of bad. They're like, just do it. Just do it. Why don't you just do it? So
and
he does.
16
he
kills experience him. In this.
Yeah. So oh he killed Lord. Himself. Mm-hmm. And that really affected me. First of all, to see somebody kill themselves. Second off, to hear people cheer them on and kind of convince them to do that, because I'm like, if these people hadn't been there saying that, maybe he would have still been alive. So that got me interested in medicine and psychology.
I was gonna say, were you more interested in psychology more than you're interested in like the whole medical vibe? Like,
I wanted to be a psychiatrist,
right?
Which
I'm still thinking about letting you be my psychiatrist. I don't know about that yet.
I'm screaming. I haven't decided yet. I don't have to make my full decision for two more years. But I ended up going to NYU, getting my psychology degree, went to Rutgers, got my master's in biomedical science. And
genius.
And now I'm
but wait,
M1.
Before now, in the midst of all of this, you were also DJing. You were also doing merch. You're also an artist. You also put out a single called X Bisexual. You're also one third of Patia's world fantasy. Like, you're also an activist. You're also just really annoying at everything. And like, you do a lot, baby. And you're not even 30 years old yet.
No, I'm just trying to do everything I can while I'm here.
Interesting.
God didn't put me on this earth just to do one thing.
That's right. I know Thrasher taught you well, talking about her mother, Dr. Thrasher.
But yeah, both my parents are physicians, which they don't want me to be a psychiatrist. My dad said when he was doing his psych rounds, it was actually during the PCP crisis in DC. And he said, do you know how much strength it takes to hold somebody down when they got PCP and try to treat them? I'm like, no, I don't understand that, but I don't know if I want to.
I would love to see you holding somebody down, trying to PCP something anyway. Excuse me? That's fab. All right, so let's talk about the music for a minute, because people don't know you're so multi, just like me. This is why my friends are so cool, you guys, because we do multiple things. Let's talk about the music. What made you become a DJ besides the fact that you can make quick money and you're cute?
I wanted to be a DJ for a minute. Like, my freshman year at NYU, I like bought my controller. I put it in the elevator. I'm like DJing the elevator. They actually wrote me up for that, which was crazy because they were like, we actually don't know what to classify this as, but we know you can't do this. You getting in trouble. And I was like, damn. And so I thought I could be like a producer or something. I was making these beats, worst beats ever, horrible.
Fab.
I was like, this ain't
mind
for me.
You, she never sent me none of them.
You don't want to hear them. Them was sounding like Fruity Loops. Were horrible. Mm-hmm. But so then when me and my homegirl, Ms. Daysay, was throwing a party called Thoughtlandia.
Shout out to Daysay.
Shout out to Ms. Daysay. That's my girl.
I love her.
We were DJing ourselves the party because we were throwing it. And then I'm thinking to myself, wait, my transitions is garbage. Like, I can't be out here doing this in public. And then somebody asked me to DJ for a Red Bull Studios thing. And I was like, oh shit, I'm not good enough for this yet. So then I would go to a club during the day, practice. Shout out to HD. She hooked that up for all the
Shout out to HD. I love females. HD. Yeah, she definitely came up for the females in New York City.
Yeah.
I might need to get her on the show.
She really helped me out with that. So then I just started practicing more, and then I guess the rest is history.
DJ, psychiatrist, activist. Is there a way that, like, when you're doing surgery, if this ever happens, y'all, let me just pause and say, everyone knows that I'm a huge Grey's Anatomy fan. And if you don't know, you should know right now that me and Meredith are the same people. Yeah. All right. So back to you. Is there any way in the future, do you think you're going to be the first doctor to do surgery and at the same time spin on the ones and twos and at the same time fight for whatever rights you want on social media all at the same time?
I think now that I'm leaning towards anesthesia.
Oh my God. Well, go for it.
I think that when I have my clinic, it's very possible that I will be DJing at the clinic.
Hold up. You're going to DJ at the clinic?
Yes, when I have my ketamine clinic.
Oh my God.
It is very possible.
Interesting.
That I might be DJing just to set the mood, because my clinic is going to be fab, because a lot of these ketamine clinics, these people are opening, like, they're it's just not an environment that you should be experiencing.
I agree.
Such a psychedelic drug. It's just like so sterile. And no, my shit is going to be relaxing and lit.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't promote drugs here, but I'm going to move it right along. So,
some medication.
Speaking of medication, I have to pay this medical bill, so I'll be right back.
Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow, ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow, now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And we are back. So, HBCU, I'm trying to hold up the sign, but it's not really working well. I'm so proud of you. Online recently, we saw you in this beautiful dress, and like I woke up to it because I was asleep all day, and I woke up to everybody showing me this dress, and then I went to your page and saw this dress. Please tell me about that night, please, because that night was very carrying. And tell me about every slide that I saw, because I want to talk about the musician, and I want to talk about the musician. Yeah, go ahead.
Which musician?
You tell me. Exactly. Which musician? Exactly.
There's a few musicians in our class. There's actually some really cool people that I go to school with that I'm actually honored to be in school with them because I'm like, wow. Like,
I remember the beginning. You were like, I don't know none of these hoes.
Yeah, some of them I don't really be around like that. I don't like to go into campus and stuff, but there are some really cool people in my class. There's one friend I have, she was a professional ballerina, like one woman in school, she has 10 children.
Wow.
Like that's these bad. People are really, really doing it.
That's the love.
And they're really good people.
So what was the formal, like gala about? Like what was going down?
It was just for the first years, the second years joined as well, just to like celebrate us because we don't really have a lot of time to do anything fun. Mm-hmm. So we just wanted to celebrate ourselves, celebrate our accomplishments, get dressed up, damn, get all cute.
Well, we want to get dressed up and celebrate you too. Like,
y'all gonna have to wait till I graduate for that.
I'm tired of waiting for you to graduate. Last time you graduated, we had to stare at a screen for fucking hours. Like, I'm tired of this shit.
Well,
right, I got one more question before I go, baby. I do this thing with all my friends, which is called the carry of the week. And I really don't think I have to explain anything about that to you because you are actually the carry of the week in general. I would like to choose what the carry of the week is with you. It can be anything. Anything personal. It can be something in school. It can be something online. It could be something from the past. Well, let's not get into your past. It could be something, you know.
Right, that's the best.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because woman, thou art loose. You heard? But what do you think is carrying?
You want me to define carrying or you want me to talk about a carrying situation?
Well, here's the thing. I actually define carrying every chance I get on this show. So the girls know what carrying means. I just need you
to
tell me.
But they never really know because I be seeing some people say they carrying and I'm like, that's not what carrying is.
That's
true. Regular.
That's very true. But those are usually, you know, the left wing or the right wing. I'm carrying. Actually, I'm carrying this week.
Yeah.
So what do you think it's carrying for real, for real? Because I'm.
What do I think it's carrying? I think it's carrying that every week, a couple times a week, I have to go into school and I have to be in a room with 30 some odd dead bodies and cut through dead people and learn about anatomy that way.
And then come to New York and DJ while we dance. Meanwhile, the day before, you cutting open dead people. That's actually fucking carrying. You're fucking carrying. All right, well, keep cutting up the dead folk. You think in the future, because you're kind of a socialite, you know, people look up to you, DJ, young doctors, young students also. Do you think in the future, besides the practice, you'll open up some sort of like, hey, come and I'll teach you how to be me or to do what I did in the future, in the near future, actually?
I always say people that are interested in medicine, especially like Black femmes, queers, if they want to talk to me and see my route, see what I did. I mean, I took a very different route. I knew that when I got to this point, I couldn't live the way that I was living. So I lived my life.
You sure did, baby.
I lived my life very fast, as fast as I could.
I tried to slow you down every chance I could. Never worked.
So I've seen a lot. I've done a lot. And now I'm in full granny mode just so I can focus.
Fine. All right. So she kind of broke the code, but she's still open if y'all want to know what's up. Okay. So how can the girls get in contact with you?
Just send me a DM on Instagram, Mr. Vacation. Just be like, hey, this is what I'm trying to do. What's your advice? How did you get into this? Because a lot of people doubted me. A lot of people were like, you can't, how are you going to do that? Because people in medicine are so square. They're like, I did all this research and I did all of this and this, and you were just a DJ. Like, yeah, I was a DJ, but I also did cancer research. Right. Like, yeah, I was a DJ, but I also tutored autistic kids that were doing STEM. Like, yeah, exactly. I did it all. Exactly. So
that's right, baby.
You don't underestimate people.
That's right. All right, so make sure y'all tune into everything that Miss Barry got going on in the future, y'all. How can they find you?
Yes, sir.
How can they find you, though? Tell them your social, you know.
I'm Mr. Vacation on everything, except for on Spotify. I'm Realistic with the with the exclamation point, like Panic at the Disco.
All right, y'all. Y'all heard it here first.
Thanks for coming. Thank you for having me, sis.
I love you.
I love you more.
I'll see you later. Bye. All right, everybody. As we come to the close of another glorious and beautiful sugar service, it is my duty to give flowers where they are due, because that's just what I do. The world is a loud place full of distraction. You could love something or someone with your full heart and never get a chance to say it, because bills get in the way or there's just so much traffic just trying to get to tomorrow, y'all. But just as sure as death and taxes, in this service, we are here to pay respects to living legends. Every week here on the sugar service, we make time and space to honor a beloved figure. While they are still alive and still on this earth to receive and collect every last flower they most certainly deserve. This week, we are honoring the undisputed champion known as Azealia Banks. I've never known any artist to be so real and so transparent, y'all. Knowing her personally validates everything I ever thought about this queen, who deserves a bouquet of roses a day. So for all that you do and continue to do, boo, AB, these roses are for you. Carry the fuck on. Looks like we are yet again at the end of another really good time here at the Sugar Service. Special thanks to my guest, Elena Berry, for stopping by the service today. And as always, special thanks to my lovely listeners for always sticking by me. Make sure y'all never forget what I say. Always be determined and never defeated. Hope to see all of you next week. Same place, same time. Right here on Spotify. Thank you all for joining us. you like what you heard today, subscribe for more episodes of The Sugar Service, only on Spotify. Sugar Service is a Spotify original show produced in partnership with Barlow & Sons. Executive producers for Spotify are Gina Dalvik and Yossi Sala. Executive producer for Barlow & Sons is Alice Barlow. Creative production on this episode was done by Ian Isaiah, Jesse Milagorda, and Yuno Alube. Help for Barlow & Sons, head of production, Stephanie Lewis. This episode was recorded and edited by Frank Tyler. Our theme song was composed and performed by me, Ian Isaiah. Well, special thanks to David Gagliardi. Come back every Friday for a new episode of Sugar Service, only on Spotify.